In case you haven't noticed, heavy downpours are increasing in the Northeast. In fact, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, they have increased by 70% since 1958. A heavy downpour is defined as a storm that produces 2 or more inches of water in 24 hours. And as temperatures warm, scientists are predicting they'll become more frequent and more intense. To help prepare for more rain, crews have just finished an unusual 13-year survey of road stream crossings and culverts. Susan Sharon has more.
With heavy rain comes the risk of more flash flooding, like this 2017 event that surprised and overwhelmed a Waterford, Maine campground when a pair of culverts failed.
Anybody got a boat?
Video from the flash flood that cut off part of the campground was later shared on YouTube. But inadequately sized culverts are hardly unusual. And that's why survey crews from the Nature Conservancy, with support from the state and other organizations, have been checking out thousands of road stream crossings and culverts around the state for the past 13 years. All their findings have been entered into a massive database that can highlight where there may be problem areas.
The scientists among us certainly love to have this data, but really it's not about that. It's about trying to have healthier streams.
Alex Abbott is a stream restoration specialist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says the database contains about 26,000 records, making Maine one of the most comprehensively surveyed jurisdictions anywhere.
Well, I like to think about our watersheds in Maine as living creatures, and the rivers and streams are their veins and arteries. And these stream crossings frequently represent blockages in those veins and arteries, much like our bodies have blockages and we put stents in them.
In the case of streams, culverts can serve as stents, funneling heavy flows of water as well as fish. But the key for restoration and resiliency is for them to be wide enough to handle big storms. That's where Hadley Corot and Caroline Hill come in.
It's an earthen opening in the ground.
Near the town of Hebron in western Maine, Corot and Hill take measurements of a stream crossing in some thick woods, using what Corot calls her stream crew Jedi sword, essentially a large measuring stick to gauge water depth and width.
Water depth, 0.5.
Water depth, 0.5.
Water width, 2.3.
Water width, 2.3. Okay. Are there any internal
This structures? Year alone, the two women and two other crews surveyed 1,200 stream crossings and logged well over 1,000 miles on the road each month. By the end of September and the completion of the 13-year project, they will have surveyed 95% of the stream crossings in the state.
We've never been lost. Our tablets have GPS, and so we can, on the maps, we can see a little blue dot that shows where we are all the time. So we always know where we are.
Along the way, they've camped out in the North Woods and met people who live, work, and hunt in their midst. Many of them have offered up places for them to stay. Corot says she's been pleasantly surprised by how much they support the work.
Not because they care passionately about culverts, but because they understand what impact it has on the environment that they grew up in and that they feel connected to. I mean, we've had trophy hunters that have put us up in cabins because they know the connection between waterways and fish and bear and moose.
Hill and Corot kept journals of the wildlife they observed in the woods while they surveyed stream crossings this summer. 30 moose, 7 bears, 6 fox, and several turtles. It's one of the benefits of their unusual job. Last year, they built a culvert in Brownville from the ground up.
Came to us in giant sheets of aluminum, and we spent a week hand-screwing over 1,200 nuts and bolts to put the thing together. Yeah, it was great.
And the work of the survey crews is of particular interest to Benjamin Matthews, a watershed restoration specialist with the Nature Conservancy in Maine, who uses the data to help plan for the future. His own focus is on fish passage.
So I've done an analysis to look at the flood-prone culverts are in the state so that I can go to towns and say, hey, I've got a problem for fish here that I want to help you with. You've got a problem for your road as well. So we can join these two things and really fix both of those problems at the same time.
Culverts that fail can pose problems for motorists, but also for emergency responders, delaying ambulance and fire services. And they can also cost cities and towns hundreds of thousands of dollars to replace and repair damaged roads, which is why Matthew says it makes economic sense to plan ahead for severe storms. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.